and mixing up the meal for cooking cornbread again, milk is added. Maybe with a little, a baking powder of some kind. And I think I have previously expressed myself as saying that the cornbread, properly prepared, is delicious. I think that of my favorite vegetables, if I just had to select about three, I think I would take the fresh corn, okra, and tomatoes. If I just had to have a garden of just three, those would be my three vegetables. Any other?
Do you ever remember the farmers complaining about animals eating their food out in the garden?
Well, yes. You know, rabbits have always been fairly plentiful, and rabbits would nibble on gardens. Now, the fall gardens, I mean, are the, I guess you might even say winter gardens, English peas are rather hardy and will stand a great deal of cold. So cabbage and English peas and a few things like that might be planted even in the wintertime, even in the fall, and carried over through the winter and so on. And of course, rabbits would feed on any of those things, so the best plan was simply to put poultry wire around your garden, which would fence the rabbits out. Of course, some folks simply put traps in the garden, caught the rabbit, and served him as a part of the meal.
Do they have any mice down here or anything?
Mice? Yes, and huge rats too.
Oh,
you know, rats would get into the farmer's corn cribs and do extensive damage. So every farm had a few cats. The cats are very effective against mice and will tend to hold the rats in check somewhat also.
Wildlife off in the woods. Did you have any owls in those days?
Yes. Farmers would usually shoot owls because they would prey on chickens, you see, very small animals that might be about a place.
I thought they might have taken care of the mice.
Well, that is true too, but it seems that most farmers considered the owl an enemy rather than a friend. Now, I have told several people who have been asked where I live that I live in the country, and cite the fact that owls have nested on our lawn. At least on one occasion, there was a nest of owls here. And I was very annoyed because one of the neighbor boys shot my owls. I just thought it was fun to watch it. And I was just aggravated as all get out when this happened. You see, that's the disadvantage of having just a small tract of land. Everybody around you can be a little bit of a nuisance in that respect. I've never believed in this same business of wanton destruction, just going out and shoot every kind of bird that flew over.